weeks, or as the case may be, days. On the surface, it might seem like every other standardized test you've ever met. It tests you in the same areas as the SAT did, verbal, writing, and math. The questions will be harder, of course, but you'll do many of the same things. Read passages and answer questions, look at graphs and answer questions, write a couple of essays. It probably sounds a little scary to hear that the GRE is kind of like the SAT, only tougher. Maybe you haven't taken math since high school or early college, or maybe you haven't taken an English class in years. Don't worry. The GRE isn't testing your knowledge in these areas. In other words, you won't need to know the opening line to Robert Frost's directive or differential equations. Rather, the test writers want to see how well you can apply the analytical and reasoning skills you developed over the last several years. So you won't have to prepare for this test the way you might have studied for exams in college. No cramming on the fall of the Roman Empire or flashcards with biology concepts needed. The test makers just want to see how you think, not what you know. So, as we were saying, while the GRE tests you in the same areas as the SAT, it's not like every other standardized test you've ever taken. You won't have to worry about whether you've got number two pencils or fret about bubbling inside the lines. That's because you'll be taking this test on the computer if you live in the United States, Canada, Europe, and many other parts of the world. So here's the big thing about taking the GRE on the computer. You can't go back and change your answers, skip questions,